Hello, 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 and welcome again to another awesome action-packed episode of Mink Life Motivation Live. I am your host, Monica Henderson, and I am here to help you, guide you through this conversation today. And I want to ask you a question. Are you not sure where to start with your story? Well, today's conversation is all about that, and let's get started. The laugh is
doesn't it's work always the laugh. I'm never going to get tired of that.
All right. Well, as you can see, me and Peggy have spot places, as I am going to be the moderator today, and Peggy is going to be the co-host today. And you, that's right, you are going to be our co-host on the couch. So get those thumbs ready and get in here so that you can be a part of this conversation by leaving your comments in the chat right down there. Just drop it. That'd be great. Okay, so shall we get into our conversation today, Peggy?
I am very excited, and I get to sit on this side. So I feel like no pressure. I just get to chat today.
I know, it's great, right? Okay, so the first question, as we meet our co-host, which y'all already know our co-host, but meet our co-host, why are you passionate about helping people tell their stories using your zone of genius?
Well, I think for me personally, I'm a portrait photographer, right? My job is to capture images and tell stories. So people sometimes don't understand all the things they can say in an image, and they don't understand the power of their images. And I love to show people sides of themselves that they don't even know. Probably my favorite thing is when I'm showing my clients their proofs and they're like, oh, wow, this is amazing. I didn't even know this. And it's because we take the time beforehand to really dig deep and figure out what their story is, who they are, what they want to show, you know, what sides of themselves they want to show. And I guess my zone of genius is probably pulling out those emotions and letting the camera capture those. And, you know, our stories are what people connect to. People connect to stories. People don't buy products. They're not like excited about like a shoe. They're excited about the story that that shoe brings. Same with your product, with your service. Your story is what's going to connect people to you.
Exactly. And you are pretty genius at like pulling out that personality in there with very nervous people in front of the camera. I know now you've like opened me up so much now they can't get me out from under a camera. I love it. And so for me, when it comes to my zone of genius and how do I enjoy helping people kind of tell their stories, really, I have never met an entrepreneur who has created a business for themselves, who has created a product, who has went into business without there being some actual personal why behind it. Most people, when they create their own businesses, they're looking to solve a problem that they had themselves. What I find oftentimes when we are going through the action planning courses and when we're like working in those work sessions, what I find is they're scared to share that story because it makes them look imperfect. It makes them look like not so polished. And the reality is, I know you understand me better because you've been through what I've been through. So I love helping people kind of tap into their own storytelling capabilities and kind of bringing forth that bigger why. Why did you create this company? Why did you create this product? Why did you create this business? Because that is way more endearing than like, I'm the expert and I know what I'm talking about. And so that's why I am so passionate about like helping people tell stories from their zone of genius. Now, Peggy, out of curiosity, why is sharing your story as like truly important, especially when it comes to your headshots and to like creating creating this moment in, you know, that you capture in photography. Why is that so important for people to thrive?
I think you already said it. You already said it. It's the allowing people to see the real you. Nobody's perfect. And sometimes we think that we have to be perfect for people to follow us, but it's actually the opposite. If you are only showing the polished side of you and you don't show any of the real, the struggle, the real part of your story, then people don't understand. They think, well, yeah, you're there, but that's because, you know, you had, you know, you don't know how it is for me. You don't know how it is for me. You and I connected really early on, through a story that we were both homeless. I was living in my car with three kids, and you were living in your car or whatever with a baby.
Yeah, I was on someone's couch with my 2-year-old.
So, you know, we know what that struggle is like, and we know what that feels like to try to, you know, to be unhoused and not have that security for your kids. And that's something that, you know, if you were to meet either one of us today, that's probably not the first thing you would think. you would see where we are today. And where we are today took a lot of different turns and a lot of falling and a lot of getting up. And so when you open up and you're authentic in your story, people can then see themselves in your story. Even if you weren't homeless, maybe you knew what it's like to like struggle to pay rent. Like, you know what it's like to, you know, not have a car, whatever that feeling of lack is, you understand that and you can connect to that and realize that that may be where you are now, but you don't have to stay there. If Peggy could do it, anybody could do it. If Monica could do it, anybody could do it, right? And that's really being authentic in your story and showing, being vulnerable it's what makes us, it's not the 1950s where you can pretend like everything's perfect. You gotta be right. Real. People aren't buying that anymore. They want something that's real that they can relate to.
Yeah. Now I know right now you're on this journey of helping your time bender community, your fellow photographers really kind of like grow their businesses and like enhance their experiences. And so I would imagine this is something that you're also bringing forward in your Headshot Strategist certification program. Am I right?
You are. And I want to tell you a funny story. Why? Because you said time benders and people are probably like, what the heck? So I want to tell, you know, I was talking to a marketing person and they were like, you need like a name for your community. And I'm like, they're like, what do you geek out on it? And I'm like, cameras, like totally boring. Like, I don't have like a thing, you know? And so talking and telling my story, I said, you know, for 27 years, I did portraits, families, babies. And when people would ask me, what do you do for a living? I would say, I sell time travel, and just kind of leave it there, because it's like, how boring is it to say I'm a photographer, but I sell time travel. They're like, you what? And then I would follow it with, you know, I capture your most important memories and allow you to travel back and visit them anytime you want. And this marketing person lost their mind. They're like, that's it. Make a time travel theme. And I was like, well, that's really what photographers do, whether they're, you know, journalists and they're capturing history, or they're capturing your families, or even your headshots. Those are still, that's a time capsule. That's who you were that day.
Yeah.
And that when you see that image, it reminds you and it brings you back to that time. So I feel that all photographers are time benders. They have the ability to capture time and allow time travel. So
I love that.
My screen just went black. I thought you guys lost me, but I guess I'm here. Anyway, that was the panic look. I was like, my screen's gone. But yeah, so I'm getting to talk to a ton of photographers that are at different places in their journey, some that are just starting off and they're like, I don't know what to do. And some that have been doing it for a while and they're like, man, I hit the ceiling and I just can't go forward. And then some that are like, hey, I love doing this, but I can't pay the bills. So I'm gonna have to get a job flipping burgers if something doesn't change now. And I feel like I can relate to all three of those stages. Like I've lived that. I've lived that probably more than once. I only started once, but I started in different places. You know, I started originally in Oklahoma and then I moved and I started a new studio in Arizona. And then I moved to San Diego. I started a business there. And then, you know what, 7 years ago, we moved to Los Angeles. So the starting over thing, it's, you think it's not scary, but it's scary every single time. Every single time. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, out of curiosity, has like sharing your story ever been like a problem for you? Like, have you ever like been scared to share your story? And if so, how did you overcome that?
So I was raised, we all know the Ron Stoffer stories, right? Where Ron Stoffer is a famous quote here. He was an entrepreneur. He was self-employed. And I grew up in a really small town. And so he was very much, you know, we live in a fishbowl. Don't do anything that's going to hurt the family name. Like, you know, you always had to put that, you know, your best foot forward. You always look polished. Don't screw up. Don't do dumb teenager things, you know, those kind of things. and if you do dumb teenager things, make sure you don't get caught. So I carried that with me for a long time, like really never letting anybody see, you know, me, all the things that happened that were ugly or not perfect, that all happened, you know, behind closed doors, but my business face was perfect and pressed and wrinkle free. And, you know, I really thought that was what I was supposed to do. Don't really have an opinion outside, you know, you can have your opinions, but don't let it, you know, offend anyone, because what if that opinion, you know, will turn a client away or something. And I lived like that for many, many years. And I would say about 15 years ago, I was tired. I was tired of like trying to be perfect for everyone. And I decided, you know what? I'm just going to be me, you know, let the ugly shine, let your freak flag fly and just be real. And what I realized was maybe it did turn clients away, but they weren't the clients I wanted to hang out with. All of the sudden, I started loving my job because I started having people that I really liked working with come to me. Before that, I had a ton of clients and maybe it was hit or miss whether I liked them or I was like, you know, getting through. And then all of the sudden, I'm flooded with people that I actually like. I mean, that I built friendships out of people that were clients because they were just so cool. And that's what I realized is when people see you and your personality, that's really, you're doing yourself a favor because, to quote Monica M. Henderson, we didn't become self-employed to work with people we didn't like.
Nah, bro. Nah. It's so, so true. So, you know, when I am sitting here thinking about like my own personal ability to tell my story, and I think we all kind of want to tell a version of the story that makes us come out always as the hero. And especially when you have been victimized in your life a lot, telling the version of your story that is, I'm the hero, I'm a badass, I'm amazing, with none of the like origin story to it, is where we tend to live. And it wasn't until I started telling my origin story that did my heroism of who I am and like what I've overcome and who all the characteristics that I am. That's when people started like really being like, oh my gosh, like, no, really, you're a badass. And I was like, well, I mean, I told you I've been kind of telling you I'm a little bit of a badass. What are you talking about? But like, it was like, the things that I overcame, I didn't see them as like a big deal. Like other people go through a lot of crazy stuff in their lives, right? And I didn't realize how crazy the stuff was that I had overcame was until I started sharing that story. But it's twofold, right? The first part was once I started telling that part of the story and people were like, no, that's remarkable that you came through that and you're still this person, this awesome person. It then kind of reinforced in me the confidence in my abilities of what I do, right? Like I then became more confident and then became more audacious and bold in kind of like taking ownership of how badass I really am, right? Like how strong I am, how many strengths I really do have. And then that amplified how much I could do for others because I had more confidence in supporting them. And so really when it came down to it, when I decided that, you know what, all superhero movies have a complete origin story, right? They tell you kind of like how the person wasn't living that space. And then something catastrophic happened to them that propelled them into, you know, deciding enough is enough. I am going to do something about this. And then they step in and they like, you know, save the day. Even if that is my desk was a mess and I couldn't find anything and it finally happened, I lost a really important receipt and lost $500. And I was like, enough's enough. I'm going to organize my system. And once I got my system organized, then I wanted to help everybody else organize the system. That just that little origin story is good enough, right? It doesn't have to be some major, like life-changing, like, you know, dragons and like Lansing, you know, ogres and whatnot. It can be something simple, but sharing that process, I found even in that little way, right, seems empowering. Like I was sharing in our community that I had like emptied my email box to zero and everybody was like, oh my gosh, how did you do it? I want more of that, right? Like I want that too, help me, right? And it's like, it can be so simple. It can be totally so simple. So those of you who are listening, if you're curious about like, well, what if my origin story isn't that spectacular or doesn't have all the bells and whistles? Sometimes it's the little things that make people go, wait, how did you do that? I want some.
Another thing to that point is sometimes people are embarrassed by their origin story and they don't want people to know because they feel embarrassed by it. And when you start telling that, what happens is that embarrassment becomes your empowerment.
Yep. It dissipates.
Because you own it. And it's like, this happened. I went through this instead of I was a victim to this and, you know, still being hurt and tightened down by it. You know, you people can't make fun of you if you're the first one to say it.
So true.
You take the power away from it, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody can make fun of you if you were the one that pointed it out. It's like, oh,
hey, good marketing 101, right? Barack Obama put in his book before he ran for president that he smoked weed so that at some point when someone brought that up in the campaign, I already told you that. We've already admitted that. That's old news. What are you talking about, right? Like there's by getting in front of that narrative and being like, I'm going to own the narrative and how this gets played out in the world. You do get less embarrassed by it because you're not like, oh, but they're going to find me out. And oh, I don't know. You know, you get to be transparent about all the things.
And then so as soon as you start telling the story, you realize how many people come up to you and are like, oh, that happened to me too. And blah, 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 blah. And then you're like, oh, I don't even, that wasn't even embarrassing. Like that was just like lifing. That wasn't even embarrassing.
No, and absolutely. All right. So to keep us moving along. So let's keep networking. Who should we ask for help when we're trying to craft a really awesome brand story?
So I found that finding out what my story is was difficult in the beginning because the things, just like I told you, that how the time bender came about, that was insignificant in my mind. Me telling people that I sold time travel was just, I thought, a clever little thing that I used to do. Right. I didn't know that that was going to be something that became a big part of what I do now. It was so insignificant, but it turned out to be something really big. So I think you should find somebody that is really good at crafting stories and listening. Monica can listen to things and pick out things that are just, you're like, I didn't even say that. And Monica's like, yeah, but you thought it and it was there. So I'm like, yeah, but how did you do that? You know, Amy Lancey, she's a storyteller. Like, there's so many amazing people, and you just need to schedule a time and talk, just regular talk. And they're geniuses at picking that out. If you don't know who those people are, come to the Minkubator and we will point you to a bunch of people that are good at listening and pulling those things out of you. And then just be real with yourself. Just relax into your story and think about, I started as therapy because I refused to go to a therapist. So my self therapy, I started writing a book, not to publish, but just to get it out, to like get all the things out. And it allowed me to cry. It allowed me to laugh. It allowed me to actually remember certain things. And then I went, oh, that little thing there, that might be relevant. Somebody might be helped by this. And so just really being honest and not worrying about what's embarrassing. Just don't worry about it.
You know, ask to share your story on podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who has stories that has a podcast that you resonate with as far as like the kind of content that they are in. A lot of the times as entrepreneurs, a lot of entrepreneurs that I meet, I give them an opportunity to be on platform, to share their message, to share this. Oh, no, I'm not ready yet. Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't want people to see me. I don't know what I'm supposed to say, this, that, or the other. But what I find is the repetition of telling your story, right? The repetition, like the repeat having to tell your story, After a while, you get so proficient at telling your story that the parts that you were hung up on before, you're no longer hung up on. That's like, oh, that's just a small detail in this thing. And you find newness in your story in telling it. There are so many parts. I've told my life story a bazillion different ways. And every single time I'm telling my story to someone, they find a little gem in it that like was lovely to them. And so then I go, oh, I didn't realize that that was lovely to you. That's just a little, you know, that's a bullet point in this story. Well, next time I tell it, I'll make sure I elaborate on that a little bit. And then I tell it to someone else. And then they find another point that I can elaborate on and make it better. And so the constant having this conversation and hearing the feedback of people in real time, kind of telling you like, oh, I love this part of your story. Or when you said that, that really meant something to me, can really help you kind of start to craft that. And, you know, apparently we're name dropping Amy Lancey. She has this this group called the Milk Crate Mastermind, giving people an opportunity to kind of like give their story and share their story and really hone that message in real time and in practice. And so I highly suggest you kind of hang out with her in her community, but also come into, you know, the Mink Life world, because as a dynamic speaker in our community, there are a plethora of opportunities for you to practice your story. But also when we're in co-working, sometimes you're telling our story to people around us and they're able to kind of reflect back on us like, did you know you were a badass this way? I didn't know if you heard it when you said it, but just in case you didn't hear what you just said right now, you are awesome in this space. And that really helps people kind of like go, oh wait, I didn't notice. I didn't notice that. Awesome. I'll tell other people that that's who I am. Right. And so being surrounded by people. Okay. So lightning round, what is your one tip for focusing on your brand story?
My one tip is be proud of yourself where you are. This is my mantra right now. I'm proud of me. And when you get to that point, then you're excited to tell that whole story. And it's okay because you should be proud of you. So be proud of where you are right now.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Be proud of you right now. That's a good one. Now I have to think a little harder. Okay, so my one tip for building your brand by focusing on your brand story is... be proud of who you are. I'm going to say, to what you're saying, let your freak flag fly. Because the one little thing that you think is weird and quirky about you is the one little thing that everyone else probably thinks is the funniest, funnest, most awesome part about you. And the reason why they want to hang out with you, even if that's not the thing that you thought was cool about you. The way your brain is broken different than others, the way that you are quirky about this or that, the way that you geek out about crazy things like cameras. There are other people who identify. There's 10 people in a room. One of those people is the same kind of freak you are. So you're talking to them, baby. So just go ahead and let that freak flag fly and just show all your weird quirkiness. Because there are people out there like me and Peggy who love to hang out with weirdos. And if you show that weird side, we're going to be there cheering you on, ready to support you. So I would say that's my one tip. Okay. Great show. I'm going to give the floor to Miss Peggy so that she can share her announcement.
See, that's why it's fun to have Monica host, because when I host, I don't sing the announcement song. You're welcome. I have so many things going on right now. First of all, Monday, May 22nd, I start a 5-day challenge for photographers to map out their dream business. So if you're hearing this and you are a photographer or you know a photographer, come join us. You've already missed out on some of the pre-fun, but come join us. You can get to it at headshotstrategist.com/5-day and make sure the day is lowercase. Trust me, it's been a problem. Anyway, so come join us. I am also getting ready to relaunch a podcast after 7 years of doing a podcast and then taking about a year and a half break. I am relaunching a Time Bender Talks. So if you are an expert in business, in marketing, in networking, or if you are a professional photographer and you have a really cool niche or some really cool things to talk about, get a hold of me because I am going to be looking for some amazing guests to come hang out with me on my podcast. Of course, if you need headshots and you want to find out how to get amazing headshots that will make you stand out, book a 15-minute call and see if a headshot strategy program plan will help you, that you can take information to your photographer, or if you're in the LA area, let's get together. All right. That's it, Monica.
Great announcements. And really quick, as usual, as a part of the community, well, you can always connect with me at MonicaMHenderson.com, but that's not the good stuff. The good stuff today is the 5-day challenge. And also, don't forget, you can always connect with us here Wednesdays and Thursdays, where you can join the conversation and be a part of our live show. And that is specific time, just in case I didn't say that. Also, don't forget that if you want us to be hang out with you in the car, you know how like you're like in the car, you're driving somewhere, you're like, you know what? Let me hang out with my girls. Let me hang out with my people at Mink Life. Well, you can find us on all the places that your podcasts are being launched. So go ahead and subscribe to those channels. and watch us. If you want to be on the show with us, well, we are always down to party with a new person. So definitely go to minklifemotivation.com/live and sign up to be on the show. That is our community announcement. That is our show for today. Peggy, this was fun playing with you. We very rarely get to play in this space like this anymore, but Time Bender Challenge, last shout out. Do it. Can't wait. We'll see you guys later.
We'll see you soon. Bye.